wouldn't be awesome. But you said that he and the Tina Rabbi must be the child born the Kayan when you look at. Or that is Kayan.
Also, they also is called the Tina. Like that's what it is Kayan. You're asking a good question. If the poem was not a kapara, as we saw in the Batanura, then Kinleb Rabbi Vinay called the post and knocks off the carrot. Wow. Kinleb would not knock off the carrot. Why not? You're asking a good question. If the poem was not a kapara, as we saw in the Batanura, then Kinleb Rabbi Vinay called the post and knocks off the carrot. Wow. Kinleb would not knock off the carrot. Why not? Because it's kapara, and it should knock off the homage. That follows logically. That's correct. That's a logical outgrowth of what we said. Just briefly, before we go on, I forgot to tell you about the Rabbi Nishim Shishit, the Rash. I asked you to look inside, and I forgot to discuss it. The Rash has something important. The Rash says that he thinks that Tashlumei Truma is not a kapara. He argues with Tosfos. Don't tell me it's a kapara. Don't tell me you can't be marechal kapara. Why not? And he quotes over here, the Gemara Bava Kama, the dog of Haver of Nisba beholds as the most of Kodesh. And it says in the parish that Bava Kama, that's the Kilo of the day, the Yochol Imcho. You see, Klau, that can be in the Chir, even though presumably the Chomish is the Wath. The Chomish is the Wath, no? It's a Kapara. So you see that even if it would be a Kapara, says the Rabbi Nishimcha, the Chir might still work. That's what he says. He calls the Gemara Kuf Gimel of a day. The Yochol is there. This Rashi has stickle teller. But it's true. But he calls the Kuf Gimel of a day, it's correct. That's an accurate quotation. Only problem is, at the block later, the Gemara says, Alma Chomesh Mamonahu. As if it wasn't Mamonah, as opposed to what? Kapara, the Fakir, the rhyme backwards. We don't understand what the Rosh said to us. He said to me, Elias, the Kuf Gimel Beis, by Chomesh, he's assuming that Chomesh is a Kapara, but the Gemara says it to one block later that this very fact is an indicator that Chomesh and Gezel is really Mamon, not Kapara. The first one is against the Rosh, they don't understand exactly. Why he says what he says. Now, but according to the Rosh, why can there not be any kapara? Not because it's... Why can there not be any mechila? Not because it's a kapara. No. The fact that the kapara itself would not include mechila. Different cause. You have to have double or royal deal kodesh. You have to... What's the kapara? I mean, let me phrase it the following way. I'll phrase it as follows. Yeah, I'll throw a big flare about the mechila, which we've discussed in the show, will come up. What's that mechila? If something mechila means, well, it's as if I received it. Then you can say, it works a kapara too. Like I received it already. That works when you have a cash pay, which has to be kapara. As if I received it. When you can only pay in wheat, and the wheat has to become Polish, you can't think as if I received it. Where's the Kodesh? It's not there. That's how the Rosh goes. That's why there's no Mechil over here. I'm sure the fact that's Kapara. But now we're going to put some sort of old problem. What about the Rosh in it? I mean, out of the problem of Kimlech. So the Rosh takes care of that Arifas in Terek Zion of the Jews. And the Deficits in Terek. The Deficits in it. A Mishnah Arif. Again, for the time, I'm not going to go into it. You want to put the Terek Zion in the problem? He's a whole different approach to Kodesh. Okay, you have to know the good next to me. I'm sorry if it's a plea. Maybe on Sunday, mention one or two more things about that. Why I have to, I told you today, we must, I told you, Lama Aleph above today, we have to get to it. So that's why we have to cut it. That's what we're discussing. That's part of the problem. In other words, they have to be mocked. Yeah. Shouldn't that? That's a similar to Papa's not for us again. So let him make me mocked. See? Then keep it. So it's obligation to Uri Cohen. That's when he made all of the Averu. That's considered the peanut of regular monetary obligation. And for that, he gets a lot of people to never have it. So that's a possibility. Okay. Yeah. The Rasha suggested that if the ego of the student is mocking to make a code, it's only because it's required. Right. Not required in any other sense. Once the obligation in the mother to exist, there has been an argument that it's becoming proof. Well, you see, that's why it's going with the Kim of the Rabbinate. The Kim of the Rabbinate knocks off the monetary obligation. Right? No, I'm in. Then you might argue it's only to give it because, you know, the Kim usually is a requirement. But here, the Kim is not required with the Kim, right? And mailing it. Colleague by Russian. That's what I got to look at again. That's what I'm talking about. Tell you more about Ula Baye Tatu. Listen carefully. Ula Baye Tatu. The Omer of Kis and Moda of the Chunyab and Akana begun of Cholos of Avero, the Acholo Shukayab Wai, she bought a Kayab in Neva Kosh of Bola de Yisachele, Alma de Meidna de Agbe Kanye, the Kayab in Absol Haba, the Ochole, Ochalam of Eidna de Agbe Kanye, the Kayab in Absol Haba, the Ochole, the famous rule of Kimla here, there has to be, the two of you have to be when, what, how, simultaneously, what's Abbas? You have a Chiyab Mama which precedes the Chiyab Misa, a great idea. And the Chiyah Mama, which he becomes before the Chiyah Mitzvah, to say a proper, the guy like this. Look, let's say a guy was tired of being to the top. For example, a guy knows he's going to be tired of being. How does he know? Well, you know, he's Michal Shabbos, Aiden, Masro, and he's about tomorrow going to be his sentencing, right? He's dead in 2 days. And he has scores to settle. Really, he doesn't want to harm his estate, right? He goes, no, I'm going to rampage. $10 billion worth of damage. And I'll take Kinder out of there. How do you? That's not true. The only time we say Kinder is if the act which leads to Chiyah Misa and the act which leads to Chiyah Mammon is exactly the same time. Same act at the same time. Here, two different times. Why? You tie it moment and the minute you pick it up, every ganav, they're both right, every ganav is tied in the moment that he picks the object up, where the chiyav is, only when he eats it. The vial of Gitash, the Russian. Will I buy a part of it me? Nay, now it's a meat of it. They should not have bought that in the Shlomit. I will have the uncle to his jailer. Mi mifter okay with the Agbe Tanya, the Chayav with Hashlum and Afil, the story. What's the famous rule? That the Gaz is Chayav Awad, the Hansim, who is Chayav and Afshal Ohavi, Adi Ochala, and the Misa comes much later. When he eats it, so what kind of Kimla? And the Kash is great. And some of the following terms. Chachal Lashina, don't you talk of Lo Chaveo, the soul of peace. What does that mean? Rashi says, below Agba, I never picked it up. Below Kali, never acquired it. Below Machaiba, there's Shlomo. No, I didn't do anything. So I'm Machaiba, Klaus. Ela bibliyoto mischayev zmei hanoyas meo. Below zmei kula. Ubahi shaita chiyo mitanami yito. Rashi says, I'm totally passive. I don't have to pay anything. I'm not now. On both sides. The three chiyuv in the sugya. Three. Who knows all three chiyuv in the city? Our other discussion over here. But I'm chayav you money because I can think of different ways why I can borrow money from Yom Kippur. Right? But there's three possible. What are we talking about? One is the neighbor there. That's the neighbor. Okay, you stole it. One is Hanor. And one is? What are these? What is the nature of the chiyuv? I eat all the time. I never chayav. Mazik, that's right. So there's three things I'm discussing with you. Zela, Mazik, and what Rashi used a new concept, which may, I bet you don't even know about this suddenly. Mashanana. Mashanana. You know about the time I should have come across this. They didn't have it even last year, I think. Somewhere or other. But here's Mashanana means, I'm not a thief. I'm not a damager. I'm not a chayvish and Mazik. But the bottom line, I don't know. If I have a no, there's just at certain times an obligation upon me to pay restitution to you for the your lost object if I had a no. Not the full value. Yeah, sure, out of that year. So we discussed that year, the most is also consumed with Lamadal in the day. The Shalman's made bust of his own. Remember that one? Never heard of it? I think it's called two-thirds, wasn't it, right? Okay, two-thirds of the value. If I could have gotten it cheaper, I could have eaten some more inferior stuff. Sticking sumas like a dollar in a day, you can see it there if you want to look inside. The Gemara said, I have a case where I had a, I had a cow, and there's a person on the cow thought it was his. And so I was all about it, and he shafted it. The shaman made both of his gold. It's not a dial in the day, it's two-thirds of the way down the page. When the shaman made both of his gold, he not tied the shim wrap, the shim magic. The shaman made the magic, you have to pay the full value. The shaman made the shim, nana. The mice is filled with stomach, delicious. You ate for a week. You and your whole family with the meat from the south. Delicious. So now that the week is over, you find out that it was a stolen cow. It wasn't really yours, it was belonged to the people who gave it to your father. Then you have to pay. Rashi says, called Zuza Hashina Barbara Banki. It was two-thirds on the dollar. That's Rashi landed an hour long and not found a dollar in a day. So here too, there's a possibility we call Masha Nana. So there's three possible chiyuvim. So Rashi says, the guy was totally passive. If you're passive, didn't do anything, there's no chiyuv zela, there's no chiyuv mazik, there's only chiyuv nana. And what does the chiyuv nana take effect? At the moment, a wife that he swallows the truma. Oh, guess what? Guess what? Kimle v'dirarimine. The same moment he's chayav misa, kore, tisri shemayim, at that same moment he's chayav mazik. Fine. We managed to avoid, so far, the other chiyuv of Goldel or Mazik, which is going to cause problems, because they perceive the chiyuv of Mitzvah Dei Shemayim. Problem. That's the more Mazik of a problem. Hey, she done what she said. Eee, the Matzila Hadua, the Hadha. Eee, the Matzila Hadua, Amar Chai. Now, both I don't want to get too graphic over here, but if someone's sticking something down your throat, there are two points. There's a point at which you can still, what can I say, for lack of a better word, spit it out. What's this called? Mama love. You can still spit it out, pull it out. Okay? Pull it out. The cough, pull it out. I guess you can rinse it off, and whatever it is. Okay, fine. Hold it a little bit, but nimam, whatever it is. Okay, okay. Children of traveling in Europe, the after, whatever. Yeah, so, that is the point when it's too late. You've passed the point of no return, literally. Lo mutu adure. The point of no return. Whatever it is in your throat, I don't know, I guess the doctor. Well, I'm not sure what that is exactly. Okay? So what's going on in the case? What happened over here? If we're referring to a case where the person should have, could have spit it out. He should have. And then the Rashi said, he boiled it or do it. If he learned a hadra, now he's shaita, you magic love. From that moment, at which he could have spit it out and he didn't, he's already a magic. But again, I perceive love. Perceive the misa. The misa is really when he's swallowing it. It's before he swallows it. So therefore, once again, although it's only about a second, and a millisecond, and I don't know how to say it these days, tenth of a second, but it still perceives it. Hell of my wow. The guy stuck it on his throat so far that he could not spit it back at all. So why is it chayav? Why is it chayav misa? Honestly. I sticks on my throat, all under my stomach. So I'm like, what was I supposed to do? I couldn't help it. So what's the case? The Gemara, what? Says the Gemara, I said, strange, the Gemara stuff. But tzricha the matil adui adi akta. What does that mean? The Rashi is like this. Dina mi ahadra mimasa. Even if he would give it back, it'd be mere, disgusting. Go past the Bible. Hilt off Migzal of Gazla. Notice how Rashi swings so facilely between Mazik and Gazla. It's like, oh, we're going to spend time, what does it mean? And he gets very poisoned. Mazik has Gazla. What's happening? But let me just point it out here. So you can't even have, you can't be saying it's Kamish and Gazla. Amak of a private slave, Tashlumin, Anov, Grono, Mayo. Another thing, Russian said, Grono, Mayo. So my clothes are cooling. What do you say? Russian sort of, bad pun is, my blia, the whole thing is, Grono, Mayo, yeah, what do I mean? Ahi Shaita, he of Nisa Ita. At the moment of Grono, Mayo, slash Mayo, is a he of Nisa. Period. Strange Rashi. You almost have the impression from Rashi that the definition of Masha and Enes will depend on the halachic definition of what Kohanon is Macharos and Surah. So if it's Kohanon, it's Kohanon, if it's Meir, it's Meir. Why should it be so? I don't know, but that's a simple reading of the Rashi you understand. Okay. Oh. Let's take a moment. Let's just read two lines, then we'll come back, because I want to make sure we get the Ramadan out. Now, Tom Hamar, don't you talk about Chaver Master Shal Truman and Tom Pig? Rashi. Well, Tidka told the Shri of the Beis Abelia. And when he came and she talked about the Tom Pig, he missed a lot. It comes to me immediately. La Mot for the Chayuva Mishim Zela. The La Paz in the meeting. And I have no idea going on Mea Bechayev. Who meets the Vatashlum and going to Yach. And again, the same story. It's a little bit easier to give the Kimta, but the middle of the Beis Abelia. I put it into his mouth, because the minute you put the liquid into the mouth, no one knows how to use it. Fine. Avashi Amar, Vizor she'ochol tu'un v'shalom, v'kora shiron she'chaveiro. Avashi, v'shor she'bolo, v'yach agar v'misa lab v'shim amona, v'nizik asi aloi, mifta. V'kvili Avashi, misa l'zeh v'tashlumo l'zeh pota. Whoa. Rashi opened the Pandora's box, the last line. You ever learn Sanhedrin? You know that the concept of Misa Lezeh and Tashlum and Lezeh. That's long quote, Rav Ashi Yamah. We'll have to decide over the weekend how much we're going to go into this. This is the whole world unto itself. I'll make a decision. I don't know what we're going to do with this. We'll decide. Okay, who learned Sanhedrin over here? I don't know why Yeshiva is. She learned Sanhedrin from this guy. Okay. Okay, about that. Let's get started. What does it mean, to start a basic question, what does it mean, Kevin the Latte Kanye? From the moment that he shoot it, he's coming. The word Kanye can mean two different things. That guy, take careful attention. This is really now important. The word Kona can be two different things. It can be Kinyan Gomer, my clock, I mean, the pen in my pocket is marked. Or does it also mean, as it does in the earlier canons of the Gemara? Let's go back to the beginning of this. Where is the first word, the word that Thomas Kanye is found in the Sukkot? Right, I still tell it. The Ibna of the Adbei Kanye. For the moment I pick up the chalet, it's mine. Is it mine? Is it really mine? If I steal your chalet, is it mine? Yes or no? Absolutely not mine. Belongs to you. It's true, it's not under your control. The very famous statement of Rabbi Yochanan, you should have had somewhere in Shabbos. It's above the Tzia, it's above the Tama, it's all over the place. Is there anywhere else? Other than that, I don't remember myself. We'll take a look soon. But it's a famous statement. Dwells out of the Yashua Bailin, Shneem, Eli, Nicole, and Lagisha. Gozar, belong to Yahshua about, you steal from me. I haven't given up. So I can't make it Kodesh, I can't sell it. Same thing basically. Nor can you sell it. Why can't I sell it? And why can't you sell it? Very good. Zelefish ena shalom. The Zelefish ena b'shusa. Very important tomorrow. You can't be Makash because it's ena shalom. It's not yours. It still belongs to me. I can't be Makash, why not? Because ain't no issues, it's not under my control. Keep this in mind, it'll come up again in the course of the parish. It's in Sava Kama, in a few places. Samachet, Samachet, Ayin, Sava Messiah, that's Zion. Also one of the places, I forgot. Kiddushin and Day. For those who learn Kiddushin and Day. So we, wait a second. So we say the words in the Agbe Kanye, doesn't mean that the Gazan acquired it totally. That's a lie. It's not true. What do you mean by the Agbe Kanye? What does it mean? What do the words mean? It's an important concept. We spoke about it last year. Somewhere or other, I forgot exactly when we spoke about it last year. It's called a Kinyan Zela, or Kinyan Geneva, which means that I acquire it in a negative sense. I now bear full responsibility. A Ganav is tired for Omtin from the moment he picks it up. What's the Gemara mean? With the Agbe, Kanye, so the monetary obligation is incumbent upon me from the moment that I pick it up. And the fee of me is something that I eat later on. So slow. So one might assume that here too, when the Gemara says that the last came in the last day, Kanye, the Gemara does not mean that they actually acquire it. The Gemara means that I, by my chewing it, I become responsible for it. What we call a Kinyan Zayla. That's what one might say. Who says Taker? Who says that from the moment that I chew it, it actually belongs to me, because I'm calling it a very special word. What's the word called? This is a pioneer charter. So look at you. Huh? Shinui. You know such a fire or something? Pull around? The barn, yeah, the old school. Shinui. They match what Shinui means. Change. Bill Clinton. Shinui. The Shinui father. But, yeah. Yeah. What do you mean, Tana Bashima? If I steal your, what do I steal? Well, I steal your paper, and I write all over it. That's a different, totally different entity. The whole discussion, I steal your white sweater, I paint it red, the whole pilpul is figuring tomorrow about it. If I steal something, it breaks in half. What we call it shinui, total change. Shinui maizah it's called, right? Shinui is called a kinyan gavra. So who is it who says over here in this context that if you choose something, you're calling it a kinyan gavra to shinui maizah? Who says that? Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi doesn't say it. What Rashi? No Rashi. No Rashi. Who's that though? Who said so? Come on, who said so? Who said so? Who said so? It was Vaughn and Sukkot. Fourth on the list. The Ritzvah and Sukkot says as follows. How come we don't find a shock that that Matzah Gula, you're not Yotze? After all, it says that Mishalachem, the whole thing in Parakal Shah, is Mishalachem. So why does it say, you're still not, you're not Yotze? It says the Ritzvah, you know why? It's always in Mishalachem. It says in Tzubah, it's Aflamet, he calls that Gemara. There's a lot say Kanye. There's a lot say Kanye means what? In the moment you chew it, it's yours. What do you mean yours? He learns yours means what? The Gamma yours. Why is the Gamma yours? Because he's called a machinery. He's called a machinery. Totally yours. Yes, you can be called on yours. Not a Hasila. You guys are thieves. There's a lot of Hasilas over here. You want to know if it's yours or if it's a Matana. Yeah? Because of the draw, you're coming. Only one problem. The Rosh and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they have to take a look at all say that by Matzah Gzula, they're not Yotze. Gvalt? Gvalt? So the answer is, one might say, well, they're clearly against the Ritva, which wasn't you are Yotze. But the Rambam, which is you're not Yotze, it's not exactly clear why not Yotze. There could be another reason why not Yotze, aside from the fact that it's Eina Shalachem. Let's assume for the moment it is Shalachem. It's Kone Vashinut. That's right. Mitzvah Abob Averus. Everyone knows about that principle. But the Ritva doesn't apply over here. Why? By the time you do the mitzvah, the aver is long gone. You already acquired it when it's up here, and the mitzvah naturally gets down here. So the question is, it shouldn't apply when it's over there. So what? So the answer is, no. The last day, Tanya, there's the ritual is going to be chew it up. You take matzah. You can't compare, with all due respect, God, chewed up matzah is not exactly the same as regular matzah. So that's the point. That, hold on. So the ritual says, please. The Ritzvah says basically the Gemara Sukkah, it's true. If you look at the Gemara Sukkah, it says, if I steal a lulav, and I'm caught in a shinoi, I can then be yotze and it's no longer mitzvah over there. The big toast of the lulav goes at the very beginning. It's a huge story. That's the upshot. But if you steal something, and you're ready with caught in a legamre, the shinoi, then it's no longer, you can no longer apply the principle of mitzvah over there. So the answer is that the Rambam holds that we're too close. If I'm caught a machine today, and I want to be open to tomorrow, or an hour later, or 10 minutes later, or some separate act later, it's one thing. Because it's the Maisa, even though you can dissect it into your camera into milliseconds, you know. But basically, it's all one the same thing, act of eating. Therefore, we can apply the principle of what? Mitzvah ba'aveira. The chewing and the mitzvah itself, when it goes to your stomach, right? Right. So the Ritzvah says what? But you're kona legamre. So therefore, there's no term shalachem. And it is no permissible avera for Gitkona Lagamre before the mitzvah. So why does the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say that it's no good? You can say like this. They agree Gitkona B'Shinu. I mean, mushy matzah, not the same chewed up matzah. You wouldn't want chewed up matzah in your house lying around. It's a different thing. But, listen carefully. But, although you call it machinery, it can, and although the kinyan precedes the mitzvah, it's still close enough to fall into the category of mitzvah over there. That's because what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch will hold. So look carefully in the Rambam, it's mashma that way. I'm sorry? No, although there is the last like Tanya need. You are in fact calling a machine, or you have to go to Mushi Mata. How is it called? That's what you call a machine. When you take your matza, you call a machine, I'll give you an example. You take matza, okay? And then you make it to matza there. That's a question, but what kind of machine you're supposed to be up? You take matza first, take it back to matza again. Maybe. Well, that's how you can. All the king's horse and all the king's men. Can't put Humpty Matzah back together again. Alright? That's too for that, for the tears for the moment. Alright? So the Sheenish and the Chos Lubriyos, it was a good Sheenish. Then, you make the Matzah on Erev Pesach, and you eat it on Pesach. Then it would be good. Because why? There's no, you're calling it a Sheenish, there's no Mitzvah Lubriyos, because it precedes. Only in this case, if it's one continuum, then you say Mitzvah Lubriyos. The Rambam says, Oshik Zolo. And he says, Gon Shasurlo. The end of the Yosef Chavos is Achilas Mata Shiasurlo. Gon, Ochal Tevel, or my Sirishin, the Chumoto, Oshik Zolo. He says, look, what's the problem over here? The problem is, Mitzvah Habo Baveira. That's the Magad Mishnah quote. Well, he disagrees that the Rambam is not going to be a problem. But it really is Shalachem. Why? Because after all, Shuvin is considered a Shinoi. Fine. Good. Problem. Yeah. Usually we say that. That's exactly what's bothering the Mephoshim. You, as the Ritual said, once I'm told there's no longer to there. If I take the mask and put the mask on an error page up, there ain't no matter there anymore. This is different. For what reason? It's all one lefaisa, the swallowing and the chewing and the eating. It's all basically more or less at the same time. Sorry? Yes, right. You're right. It's not literally the same time. It's close enough that we're going to fly with over there. That's right. The rule is that if I feel something, and I make a change in it, that I know now it's considered mine, but it's not, and I will now want to use it, it's not called Mitzvah Aveir. Even though there too, I couldn't have done the Mitzvah without the Aveir. I didn't have a lulav, I stole yours. It's not so simple. Okay. Now, Rabotai, there is an alternate view. An alternate view, I couldn't find, I don't have it yet, we'll have to ask Dominic to bring it in, it's funny. your great grandfather, who called you yesterday, in the Sefer Imrei Baruch, on the part of the Sivis, also wrote how goes, both the emendations to escape what I have here. But in my verse, I've got this up from the Beis Medrash, they don't have his Hagos. It's called the Makor Chaim. The Makor Chaim is written by, once again, the Nesivis, of Yaakov Elisa. He wrote a paper, and we call Hagos Baruch Chaim on the Makor Chaim. He loves the Nesivis. He wrote him a Baruch on the Nesivis himself. And he wrote Hagos Baruch Chaim on the Makor Chaim. But it's not in this edition. It could be in some editions of the Makor Chaim. You have a particular edition, a better, or newer, or something. Well, maybe you can find it in the Baruch Chaim somewhere. So I'm just giving you the sign if you can find it, to bring it in if you can find it. Alright? Who else has a grandfather wrote the Torah? I wanted to be divided up. Everyone can bring it over the Torah. Okay. Let me, go back. The Baruch Chaim is like this. No! Absolutely wrong! You can't change Shasim in midstream. We know what the word Tanya means. What does the word Tanya mean earlier in the Sugya? Doesn't mean a Kinyan Mamish. I pick up the Chalim. It's not mine. What does Tanya mean? What do you call the book Kinyan Zela? That I have full responsibility. My monetary obligation starts then. So too, when the Gemara is exactly the same words, but the last say Kanye. You have a right to assume it means the same thing. It means exactly the same thing. It means what? Not that I'm calling a Kenyan drummer, I'm calling a what? A Kenyan Zelo, that's all. Against the Ritva. Against the Ritva. Only one problem. The Korchayim thinks that he has a proof positive that it must mean Kenyan drummer. Why? Otherwise, it's simply not true. You cannot tell a lie.
For a long time.
You cannot tell a lie. The Gemara says it's a lie that it can be. The Gemara that you should get focused. That's the Gemara kind of. It can't possibly be that from the moment that you chew it, you have the kidney gene, you're responsible. You're responsible for that. Why? Because the Gemara is put into your mouth before you start chewing. When it's put in your mouth, before you start chewing, so already you are responsibility for it. Think about your mouth and effect is what you use the expression I'm only with your culture. A man's mouth is your whatever it is in his mouth it is. As a result, if you want to say the one, if you want to say that there exists this obligation of Kinyan Geneva, it's not true with the laws of Kanye. Me the nicht of the top pin Kanye. So the Parsha says, no, the Baruch Chaim says, I'm not coming. Why? Don't forget, we're referred to a guy who we stuck into their mouth against my will. The Shona tells me, we draw up here to be Rashi, and half to refer to a guy who's about Torah. The guy stuck into their mouth. Well, we don't want to do it back. I'm an innocent bystander here. I'm not coming. Once I start chewing, that is a chew. It doesn't say guns are chew. That's different. I'm chewing. That's already on my own. So when I start to chew, then I'm coming. But before that, I'm not. Or another day, pull up on the seal. No, the first person. So the famous Rashi of universal material, right? You have to do an action to be tired of the guy. Either comes something in my culture. If I don't do an action, I don't do anything, that comes into the name. The name is to do something. So the guy sticks in my mouth and I'm looking for my clothes and I don't have any other thing. I do nothing, I'm totally passive. You can't call me a guy. I didn't do anything. So therefore, again, the time verb was, it has to be kinyagama. Because otherwise what? Not me the last of Kanye. If it means it's king of the neighbor, me the next of itself is Kanye. So the Torah time was a twist against the Torah time. According to you, yeah. According to you, the Torah time, but you say that the king of the neighbor starts when? When? Which is not. And last day starts what? The government of the Shingle is out of them. So why does the Gemara ask? We the last day Sunday. It should have said, we didn't get some self-pity Sunday. Because in that moment, you're really tired of what? Out of Goslin. What did the Paul Kahn say? You're tired of Goslin, you're going to be a mouth. You're tired of having the Goslin with his wallet when the shoe is. What are we going to do with our sleep? Well, it turns out it's out of his financial obligation, we got it. That's not earlier. I have a one bit of a call kind of divorce with. Why did the Gemara say? He's the last thing kind of. He wants you to send a simple and don't give kind of. Good job. He turns the tables up in the call kind. Yeah.
When he comes to the temple, when he's putting down the other person, so we got a woman somewhere. We can put the other person to the woman. So at the time he puts it in, it's really not the either it's the pusher. When the pusher pulls his hand, then it's going to pop into the
tower. It's a good comment, but let me just say, it doesn't answer the question. The question gets to the Torah. So the Torah is assumed that the king of the name, the king of the name is the guy who's already in the first place now. That's the assumption. And that's why with the last thing kind of means, king of Gomer, that's the Tequera, that's the proof of the point. Says it was for time. According to you, it was for time. It's not out of Shver. Why do you want to give the last day, Kanye? The emotion is having just some fear, Kanye. Now, mind you, this is not a class against the Heiliger Ritva. So the Ritva just said a fact. And the fact is that the Ritva means the last day, Kanye, which he interprets to mean, what that so? But the Ritva interprets to mean what? A Kenya is Gomer. I think it's just a different word. It's a Shina. Right? It's a Shina. Maybe it means there is for my home that before when it's in your mouth, you talk about Tomek. Like you said, you don't like it. They don't even have it. But the last thing, Kanye could have just as well been interpreted Kanye Kenya's neighbor. But Kanye's not a lie. You've got to tell the truth. The truth is part of the Shina. But it's only happening to the Torah Chaim. Because he was the Torah Chaim, he went a step further. He wanted to prove that it has to be this way. Why? Because he assumed that when it's... That's pretty different than Tzemach. Isn't that a Shina? So, yeah, it was what it is. But those others, their husbands said it's not. Not a Shina. Why not a Shina? Well, they say, it's still called Matthew. Shini means actually have a Shini Maisa for the Shini Hashem. That's a discussion.
If he put it to call my mouth, if I put it to spit it out, I should have spit it out, says Rashi. If you law hadra, if you didn't spit it out, Vayishaita iu mazik law. The first question. If he put it upon my mouth, right? So to spit it out, I should have spit it out, says Rashi. If you law hadra, if he didn't spit it out, Vayishaita iu mazikla. The first question is, we'll discuss later, what the two sheets I have to look at. Does he really mean mazik? Or does he mean gazlin? As he seems to say later on, Rashi switches back and forth. What does he mean? That's just a question. That's not a kasha, it's a question. Here comes the kasha. Says, the Rishon Lavmidi Ovad, Lodetayev Lekohen Kuhn. The first guy didn't do anything. It's not Chayav to the Kohen anything. This is Shver on two counts. On two counts. Number one. Number one. Not true. What do you mean, love me the other? What are you talking about? He picked it up. I'm meeting Rabbi Kivagan. The Amy Maven Cloud. So by Gamarisha Nasa love Ghana Gaza Vinisaya. What do you mean the first guy didn't do anything? The guy stole, he ran into Uri's dorm room, took out his tumor, and he stole it, and he sticks it into my mouth. What do you mean he didn't do anything? Clear. 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 That's kasha number one. Kasha number two of the Kibagger asks, what forced Rashi into this? What did Rashi need this for? What's Rashi bothered by? Rashi said he wants the second guy to be tired, which doesn't seem to be the second guy who's stuck into his mouth. So Rashi's bothered, hey, but the first guy's already tired. Yes, good to see Vegas. So what? I'll prove you some shots that there can be a case where they're both tired. I'm tired that I stole it. If I give, but if you eat it, you're tired that you ate it. Where's it in the shop? Where's it in the shop? Well, guess. What must that have been being like? What's that going to steal it? Huh? She's on the counter, what would you like to do? Toast. It's right here. Look at toast. Also, she has to eat. Toast of a comet that took it out from the day. Look at this. Gozovel and a siyashu ha-bailim Ubo acher va-acholo Rotsa mi-zegove Rotsa mi-zegove. It's a famous Gemara. That means, if I steal, let's give a case, 1 second. Walla slow. I steal Uri's truma and I stick it in Ellie's mouth. Ellie eats it. Uri now wants money. Uri is in great shape. He can come to me, I'm the goblin. Or if he wants, because what's in his egg over. Or if he wants, he can go to Ellie, because he's the one that ate it. So if that's the case, what's bothering Rashi? Rashi said a Kiddush Nipla Menorah. That the first guy who broke into his dorm room, stole the truma out, didn't do anything. So we don't understand what's going on. And then after, what forced Rashi into this? Because the Gemara is discussing Ellie's obligation. So Rashi felt, if I did something, if I'm chayev, why is Ellie chayev? What do you mean, I said the Kivagir? I'm chayev and Ellie's chayev. In Gemara Lashon, Ratzim is Zegover, Ratzim is Zegover. So what's Rashi talking about? We don't understand what he said. What do you mean he didn't do anything? Of course he did something. And not only we don't understand what he said, we don't understand why he said it, what forced him into saying this. It's a difficult shot. What happens to the fact of Ratzim is Ratzim is egg over? That's a plea. Oh. So, Mitzvah on Sunday, we'll discuss this from a few different points of view. One of them is the stipler. Whoever the stipler of a comma at home is going home for Shabbos, bring it in. There are different editions. My edition has it in. From down to the point is not the book. As the Bali Musa explained, the first step in Shuvah is Torah. And Shuvah, Avinu, the Torah, Sefer.
therefore it's appropriate that we as B'nai Yeshiva, when we say, you know, do tshuva, it's not just we're going to slap our head, not just we're going to step on ourselves, this form or that, we're going to strengthen ourselves in the Mimad HaTorah. This is our form, our primary form of tshuva. So in this spirit, I want to get into this reason to chizuk despite the Sleep takes a lot of time, and then even you may lose a little sleep on sleep. Maybe. Most of you are up anyway for that hour, but I thought you can. You open a couple of windows, you have to fresh air, no? All the way. I open up all the windows at 9 o'clock. I close the window. Double 10 o'clock? Alright. Like last year, right? My voice is going to change. Okay. Alright, I'll go for it. Yeah. We left off last week with the Key Vegas passion. Two passions. Okay? That's a lot of the days. You got a shver, Rashi, which is shver twice over. Let's cut it. What happened over here? We have a situation where somebody picked up food, stuck it down his friend's throat. Rashi says, if he stuck it down his friend's throat in a way in which the friend could have taking it back out, to return it to this world for possible future consumption, then what happens, says Rashi, Bola Adure, Tefilo Ahadra Me Aishai Te'ihu Mazaglo. If he does not return it, from the moment that he presumably makes it inaccessible, he is labeled as a Mazik. We discussed a little bit on Thursday, does it mean Mazik or does it mean Gazlan? Come back again to that today. When he is, the Rishon Lav Midi Yavid will inspire the Kohen Tum. The first is nothing, he doesn't have a penny to the Kohen. So the Kivegas, two kashas. One, the last sentence is wrong. The question is wrong. What do you mean, the first one did nothing? The first one picked it up, he's like, he's a thief. He should be Chai Mishim Gana, Mishim Gazlan. That's question number one. Question number two, why did Rashi need to say that the first one was not tired? Let's assume the first one was tired. Should still be have the ability to say the second one is also tired. He quotes the Gemara, he quotes as well. But the Kama took it out from Bay. Goes over on a Siyashua Bala, who go out of our color, runs him his egg over. That means that the person who owned it originally has an option, keyword is option, he can go to either party and say, you owe me money, you owe me money. So what Shadi and Rashi? Those are two kashas we were left with on Thursday. So the different approaches to this problem, and I have a sefer here written by the Briscoe Shashiva, which discusses them. The Briscoe Shashiva was not a salvation. He was a Briscoe Rose. He was instead of Sokolovsky. Short name, didn't get you too far, Briscoe, unfortunately. But Moshe Sokolovsky was the yeshiva in the Brit, Ram the Brit Belita, and he has a paper called Imre Moshe. And here in this paper, Kim and Lamed Gimel, he discusses this kasha. Of course, it was the Vegas kasha. Yeah. I was hoping for the cash. Of course, that's not a problem. The telephone is not going to help us for the Rashi. We'll see later. That's a very important topic. Oh, that's important. Supposed to be Mati Laduri is so important. Oh boy, we're spending a lot of time on that topic. And then of course, the next big one is Rashi Yama. So the other And even the other ones, the most important, most trees, every tells me that there's a belt. We're trying to keep our program there, which is gradually slipping. But all right, we've got to at least try. But it's kind of the following question. What's happening? This is like this. He says, the Balamor, the Baba Kama, and that's good, you're cooking it out for today, makes the following statement. Note the lesson of the Gemara. If you steal, and I come and I take it from you and I eat it. That's where you have the option to collect from me or from the Ganav. What if the Ganav gives it to me? I didn't just take it. You gave it to me. You steal, and then you give it to me. Does it make a difference? Or is it exactly the same halacha? So the Balamor says in the Baba Kama, if you give it to me, I'm perfect. Why? Because of the quote, Hosa di Dehu, the elimination of the stolen object from the world is not attributable to me that I ate it. It's attributable to the God who gave it to me. Because the God of only is higher, and I, the person who ate it, am Potter. So writes the Balamor. The Rashi Bora disagrees. He starts off by quoting a kasha from the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim is the kasha. How can the Balamor say what he says? That if the God gives it to me, that I am totally Potter. It's against the Pharisee of Gemara. Where? I steal something, and I stick it in your mouth. You would be tired, would not pull up. Kimle, Rabamine. Otherwise, you would be tired, you're the one who ate it. Why? According to Balamor, if I pick it up and I stick it on your throat, I gave it to you. Only I should be chayiv. Why should you be chayiv at all? That's the Mount of Frank's kasha against the Balamor. Slowly. The quote is said for the Divrei Mishnah. It's all the first paragraph, mind you. Just open. The Torah is the Motzi Laduri Amin Ahadah. The Mavua, the Avshach Avera Tochavlo, the Kol Zachayev Hasheni. So how can it be? Valzeh Tiret HaDivrei Mishpot. 1 second. The Divrei Mishpot answers, the Irish Arisha Natal Amanat Litin Lechavero, the Alkein Hasheni with the Nasagavah. So the Divrei Mishpot comes with a new Achilish Pid, Ziflo, and it's a finish of Chat Mal Gemara as well. As if I steal something, not for my own use, I steal to give it to you. I know, I'm Robin Hood. Is that the right term, Ben? Robin Hood is to steal from the rich to give to the poor. So I thought I got it. Because I'm Robin Hood. And I have enough for myself, thank God. I know there's a poor person living in Washington Heights, and I steal from the rich to give this poor person something. So the Divrei Mishpat Mechadash Achidash Din, that the Rabbin is not a Gadol. Wow. That would play very big in Broadway, right? The Rabbin or the Divrei Mishpat. The Mishpat is a safe on Choshen Mishpat. The Divrei Mishpat, quoted by the Simon Lama Zalat. It's a big Simon about these in general. We'll see soon. If I feel to give to you, I'm not a God. The Mela, if you don't have Pshat now or Gemara, out for Enfred. All the kashas fall away. First word, the kash against the Balamor, the Machne Ephraim's kash. The Balamor said that the first guy is a God, not the second guy. True enough. If the first is a God, if the first is not a God, I'll parfait, the second guy is a God. And since I pick it up only Rabbanu, I pick it up just to give to you, I'm not a Gazan. So if I stick it on your throat, by definition you're a Gazan. If I pick it up for myself, or for no particular cause, then I become a Gazan. Then the Balamor, if I stick it on your throat, you're not a Gazan. But if I pick it up just to give to you, I'm Robin Hood, then I'm not a Gazan. Then I'm merely you're a Gazan. That 1 second. Did I answer the kasha that the Divrei Mishpat against the The Mishnah is because of the Machna five against the Balamor. And that's Tananashi. Answers both. 1 second. And it's both Kash against Rashi in one shot. Both the two Kash. First Kash. What do you mean the first guy's not a Gavra? He is still a Gavra. He picked it up. What's the answer? Well, this is sort of the Mishnah. It's not a Gavra. He's robbing us. He's robbing us. Picked up for the other guy. 1 second. 1 second. That was one Kash. And the second question was, why did Rashi say that the first guy's not Kyle? Why would you say, what's the Mizeg over, what's the Mizeg over? Start a plain case. It's in a plain case. The second guy was not Mikhail, because the Balamor is right. Because the Balamor, for a plain case where I'm a thief and I stick it on your throat, you're not Kyle. So if Rashi was like the Balamor, and the Balamor necessitates the different Mishpat's terrorists to the Master Master Frams Kasha, to give all the names of what's running around, but if you understand what's happening, then the Mimelo automatically, Rashi comes out, the Yushuv, the two, Tom, Vidas. We had the both Kasha at once. What was the second? The Balamor said the second guy is not tired of the first guy. He stuck it down his throat, gave it to him. Totsar di Deu. Consider the first guy's step, that's the second guy. Third, the Rabbi Balamor, who bore Acher about all of it, came out his own. Not that he gave it to him. Robin Hood, no Robin Hood. That's right. No. Get to that later, then I'll tell you. But the moment we're talking about, that you're introducing a new factor, which the Pesukim discuss in our study. What about a guy who's a Ganav v'Shogeg? We're not going to discuss that. It's one we're going to skip. Okay? But with time enough, I impress, and we're not learning it now. Can't. It's just impossible. Yeah. Well, nothing to do with Entrishim Barbeli. The reason for this form of the different Mishpat is that I'm only considered a guy that I'm taking for myself. Nothing to do with Entrishim Barbeli. You have a cash against it. We'll see some cash against it. Where did you get it from? His head. Get it a smell. You get cash against it. We'll see. We'll get to it. Well, he's not. Nobody. Nobody. Look along to the first to the original Balabar. Yes.
Why is there not that time
that
the
time of the fall?
Because
the difference between
whether or not the second
person knows it's stolen. Well, you bring that up. We just said that already. We'll discuss it some other time, maybe. That's not for now. Shouldn't make any difference. What's that? Well, the camera. That's off the charts. We don't reach that anything. The kid will come back now. You know. Yeah. What? Are you saying so? Not telling that because it's not
why.
You want to add something? Okay. Add. I'm also going to take a dish. No? No, sure. Exactly. And even if it doesn't work for him, it's doubly as the pastor is given by prayer. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant. It's not mine. It belongs to the original guy. It doesn't matter if it belongs to him or belongs to him. It doesn't belong to Robin Hood. Robin Hood is a tzaddik. What's the guy in front of us? Big John? Little John? Who's the tzaddik in front of us? Little John. Okay. Jesus. All right. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of cash to get to different missions. Not so simple. If an emotion laces into him, doesn't like it. He quotes two caches. Number one, it's two gemaras against him. Baba Metzia and Baba Kami. I'll tell you where they are. Baba Metzia is not Ches. The other Lunchtime also should have gotten that far. Most Jews usually get that far after a few years. I'm going to say here, but Shnei Mosses very often to make, even Harlem El Nara to move Shnei Mosses. But usually get that Ches. The other gemara says a Shliach, who stole on behalf of his Mishalayah, he's fired. You said correctly, and Shliach Dvar Aveira. He said, I'm, don't just say that you're a potter. He said, I'm fired. You're not a shtickle of Robin Hood. I mean, he is not a Robin Hood. He's not so noble. But the principle is the same. I'm not doing it for myself. That's Allah. Two, Baba Kama Dab Tzadik Es. Terek HaGozel. I learned that in the yeshiva some years back. was on to Aruba one. No, it was a long time ago. Oh, I think about 6, 7. Well, what was that? What was that? We went to Zika last year. 7 years ago. Right, it was 7 years ago. Exactly. 7 years ago. Just figure it out by. I think my number is under the set. It's multiples of 3. We have the Seder here. Nashim, Mori, the Zika. So, in the last year, we learned 12 of the Sia, and before that, we learned. No, I'm talking about the Zika. I said Hadrian 4 years ago, and 7 years ago, we learned Baba Kama. We learned to learn Aruba, and I got to have those. Let's start it next month, tomorrow. Famous tomorrow. I take your coin, I throw it into the ocean. So, Pilpul, I threw it into the ocean. If I picked it up, I'm an ass, thrown to the ocean, I'm fired immediately. Why? I'm a goslin. I think Robin Hood. I'm not picking it up for myself. I don't pick it to keep it. I'm picking it up and thrown to the ocean. I'm not a shavish and a kulam. I'm not picking up an intention to be calling it. If I pick it, I've got it. So the whole swarm of different mishpat once is very schwer. Hold on. There's the inner emotion to salvage something like this. Liyol of the first guy is Kai. You can't say no. This Rabbanah theory is wrong. You have it, the two Gemaras against it. The Rabbanah should be proper. Rabbanah is a thief also. Except one thing. That if Rabbanah stole it for the purpose of the poor person, then the Balamor will agree that the second person is also Kai. Again, because the Balamor is for the Balamor. The Balamor held that if you came and took it away from me, I stole it, you eat it, you took it away, and therefore you're Chayav. But if I stole it and I gave it to you, then and it is if I'm perfectly, totally responsible, and you're totally innocent. Totally innocent. But, in this case, look at this, the violent destroyer of emotion says. If I took it for myself, Hermosa, and I gave it to you, you know why you're a pelter? Because, why shouldn't you take it? Why shouldn't you take it? You're hungry. I stole it for myself. If you say no thanks, Robin, so you'll Robin will leave it himself, or give it to little John, or give it to some other poor person, a rich person, or whatever he'll do, his girlfriend, I don't know what her name was already. Lady Robin, I don't know, whatever. Huh? Maid Mary, whatever it is. So I might as well eat it. So if I eat it, if he gave it to me and I eat it, but keep Hollywood. Come from Hollywood. So the Mela, if the second guy eats it and he gave it to me, why should I have to pray? 1 second. But if, one, time out. Yeah. So, I'm speaking for the SIFTA. Known as MPA, right after 1 o'clock. So, just kind of confirm it so I didn't forget. Okay? If you want to come, you're welcome to come. Especially MPA alumni, certainly welcome to come. If you're not, you're also welcome to come. What am I talking about? Shuva. Again, the same question. Let's assume he does. Nafkamina. But it's not going to gain anything by not eating it. 1 second. Oh, that's in the case where a person took it, hold on a second, one minute. That's where a person took it for himself, or took it, listen for a second, he took it, no, the Robin and Tushel is going to break down a little bit now, it's going to get too dramatic, too much Hollywood. The difference really is as follows, one in the emotion. If he stole it from me, from Yuchel, they feel on order now. You want a Lexus, just order it up, no problem. We know this from, or a nicer joint. Or if you want, I noticed myself in there when they steal my car, certain parts, no bumpers. It's no questions to order. They steal it first, steal the front bumper because someone crashed the bumper or something, or what they steal it to order. If I steal it to order, let's take an example, what happened to me. Someone swiped my front bumper many some years ago back. That was a white new good $500. Seriously. Then, let's say a balabas of mine sees the rabbi has no bumper. It's dangerous to have a bumper. He goes and he steals the bumper. I said, rabbi here, I stole the bumper. I knew you can't go without it. It's dangerous. Here it is. But I should tell him this. No, I don't want it. Go back and give it to the person who you stole it. Because I, it's not right. I mean, the neighbor should stick. I don't want to be comfortable with just throwing bumper. So slow. So then, if he gives me the bumper, I mean, whatever thing that he gives me, and I'm urchel it, whatever goes on the mouth, if I'm in effect using it, so then I'm responsible because he stole it from me. When did Balamor say that if he gives it to me, then I'm potter? That's only in a case, one second, he stole it plain. He stole it for himself. He stole it to give to anybody. So then, what about, I might take it, some other, let's give it to somebody else, or use it himself. But in our particular case, if he steals from me, then I have every obligation to tell him to take it back. I don't want to take it. If I don't say that, then I'm going to be tired, even according to the Balamor. That would solve the problem of the Balamor, but it will not help to the Memosha Rashi. It will not help Rashi. Why? Because Rashi said the first guy is perfect. Tell him about the second guy, that other question. It won't help Rashi. Tell him to answer the Balamor question. Again, the Balamor said, if I steal something and I give it to you, you're perfect. I want to have your chayit. So the answer to the Moshe says, so the different Mishnah says that the guy who's going to receive it is always going to be, the guy who picks it up is always going to be Potter, Rabbanon in all cases, and therefore the second guy in this case is going to be chayit. But the first is the different Mishnah's assumption is plural. The two Gemara's against it, from the town of Metziah. So you have to restrict it somewhat. So the only time that the first guy is potter, the first guy is lichas chayit, always chayit. But the only time the second guy is potter is if the guy was going to steal it no matter what, steals it from me, then the second guy would be chayit, because that's what I'm talking about. That would answer the Balamor, but Rashi is still going to be shrek. And now Rashi's back to square one, Rashi's shrek. 1 minute. So now it's a cousin Gimel. About the Imre Moshe comes up with your vote. Everybody in the Shia said the same thing, you're brisker Talmidim. The Machabah did a brisker Rosh Hashiva. This is Phallos. The person didn't know that the Truma belonged to the Kohen. He didn't know. He thought that both sides it belonged to the guy who gave it to him. You give me something. I got you for Shabbos. And the Tenjibah is still standing. No one's going to look at it because they work on it before. So I got you for Shabbos and I give you food. So then I stole it down the block. And you eat it. So you're proud there. You didn't know it was stolen. Huh? You didn't know it was stolen. There's no chiv of God. And if you don't believe me, it's enough of the Gemara to find the dollar in the basic subit. Kitzvurim shalaviyim v'chua v'yachlu. We've had it once before. They think it belongs to their father, and if it belongs to them, not the father died, and they eat it. There's no chiv of God. Period. So therefore, that's how we can understand Shabbat and Gemara, before the Bliyah. If that's the case, we understand very well, if you're hired before the Bliyah, obviously it's going to be Torah's Mazik. After the Torah's Gazan, excuse me, not the Torah's Mazik. Because Mazik means I made it unusable. But according to the Shittim of Kubet, I'm hired, even when it's not unusable, I can easily put it back. I decide not to put it back, I'm already hired. So the Shittim of Kubet, I'm hired, instead of you're hired Mishim Gazan, not Mishim Mazik. That's the Shita of the Kubetz over here, as opposed to the Shita of the Kubetz in Aflamar Aleph. The Shita, as you know, was written by many different, it was edited by Bezal Ashkenazi. If you ever learned Shita before, you may have noticed that the Shita of Ksubas is fundamentally different than Shita of all of the Sephiroth. Shita of the Kubetz.